And this morning again, we're going right into the second session for today with our very own mama, Bishop Funke Felix Adejumo. How was her session yesterday? You know, there are some things that, you know, like Pastor was saying, there's a way women will teach faith that would only come from a woman. And she shook us yesterday. She's going to shake us again today. Pastor already introduced her yesterday, so I'm not going to read any long thing, but I just want to honor her and thank her for being with us. She's looking 30, but this month she's going to turn 63. And we want to welcome for the second time Wolfpack 2026 to the stage our very own Bishop Funke Felix Adejumo. Please stand up and welcome her to the podium.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me all my days. I've been held in your hands from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God. Come on, lift your voice and sing. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so,
so
miracle of today, the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Because when a man sleeps, the power to wake up has been taken from him. We thank you that you did not forget to wake us up. Thank you. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness. Have the time, we don't have the words, and when we have the words, we usually don't have the time to express how grateful we are to you, Abba. Thank you. As we break the bread of life again, please bless us, do us good, change our levels. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Everybody will shout a big and a bold amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, good morning, neighbor. You look fantastic. Handle me with care. Treat me very well. Because the way I'm feeling after this conference, it's likely that you will need to book appointments to see me. Give that your neighbor a high five. Good morning, precious people of God. What a joy. The devil did not create today, so he cannot contribute to today. The Bible says he daily loadeth us with benefits. May you receive your own benefits today in the name of Jesus. Once again, I'm grateful to God for the privilege to share this pulpit with Pastor Poju, the First Lady, and all the other speakers. It is a great, great privilege. And I want to pray that the Lord will preserve you both and increase you on every side. You will continue to grow stronger and stronger. Your voices, both of you, shall be louder than the noises of your critics. In the name of Jesus. If you love them, give the Lord a big hand for both of them. Thank you for celebrating them. One of the reasons, or one of the ways by which you know that someone is great, is the way that person acknowledges other great people. When you see a great person and you squeeze your face like an amoeba, it is a sign of smallness and insecurity. When you try to explain off people's success, people's beautiful outfits, people's handbags, people's shoes, and then you pretend as if it is nothing, it is a signboard of smallness. Celebrate your pastors. Fantastic. This year, you will have many reasons to thank God endlessly.
Amen.
Please help me celebrate the one that paid my dowry. My husband. I call him many names, but when I told him that he is the only brain in my skull, he said to me, you are the only spinal cord I have. May God give you a good husband. Once again, I honor all the servants of God in the house and everyone that has contributed one thing or another to this event. Your light will shine brighter and brighter. Thy kingdom come is the theme that God gave to his servants and his handmaiden, and we have been dissecting that under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. This morning, I want to bring a perspective as I speak on kingdom manners. Yesterday, we focused on the king. Let's talk about the king. Since we're talking about the kingdom, so let's look at various perspectives about the kingdom. This morning, let's talk about kingdom manners. God is amazing. And he is too organized to be absent-minded. He did not create a world or a kingdom in which he will not be needed. There is order in the kingdom. So when we say, let thy kingdom come, it's deep. There is order in the kingdom. I want to read a scripture as I start this morning from Psalm 36. And I want the Message translation, verses 5 and 6. Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6. Everybody, let's read it together. God's love is meteoric. His loyalty, astronomic. His purpose, titanic. His verdict, oceanic. Yet, in his largeness, nothing gets lost. Not a man, not a mouse slips through the cracks. Yes, he deserves an applause. And we're going to read it one more time. Let's go back to the Message translation of Psalm 36, verses 5 and 6. Let's go, everybody. God's love is meteoric. His loyalty, when you say something is astronomic, it means extremely large. His purpose, titanic, big, exceptional strength. His verdicts, oceanic, large. Yet, this is the king we're talking about. This is the owner of the kingdom that we're talking about. This is a brief description of him, his character, his essence, his being. He's God in his own class. And nothing, no matter how small or big, slips through the cracks. He notices everything. There are people that God does not want to lift. Because if he lifts them, he will lose them. Nothing slips through the cracks. He sees everything. His eyes go around the world. He's looking. He will test you before he trusts you. This kingdom is not a nonsensical kingdom. There is order in this kingdom. And we want to look at a few things. When you talk about manners, we're talking about culture, custom, how something is done. Culture. What is culture? Group behavior. In law, we refer to custom as the mirror of accepted usage. This is what this group of people decided to accept as their custom. So you have family culture. This is how we do it in this family. We have church culture. The apostle that ministered yesterday, and Apostle Emmanuel was talking about it. He was saying, oh, I don't know the culture, the doctrine of this church. So every church has a culture. We have company culture. This is how we dress. So we have kingdom culture. The nation of Israel, one nation, but 12 tribes. This matter now tribe by tribe. That's the reason we cannot all worship under the same roof. We all cannot belong to the same denomination. That's the reason the cross has four entrances. Come with makeup, come without makeup, come with jeans, come without scarf. Just come to the cross. Just come to the cross. So when the Bible talks about, in 2 Corinthians 6:14, when the Bible talks about not being unequally yoked, it's not only with unbelievers. So marry from your tribe. And I'm not speaking Yoruba or Igbo or whatever. Know your tribe. This brother does not believe in jewelry. And you believe in makeup. You believe in trousers. You believe in this. You will have issues. Religion in Latin means religionem. Something that binds you together. This person does not believe in payment of tithe. This person does not believe in honoring servants of God. Don't marry him. You're going to have issues. So when we talk about manners, we're talking about culture. We're talking about custom. We're talking about mirror of accepted usage. So let's break it down. This kingdom has order. And there are many things, but I'm going to share a few with you today. The first one I want to talk about in this kingdom is love. You talk about table manners. Don't tell me you are praying that the kingdom should come. Don't tell me you are a part of this kingdom until we have gauged your love level. And I'm breaking that into two. Matthew chapter 22 and verse number 37. Matthew 22, 37. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy body, with everything. A spiritual life that is dynamic is not a gift. You cultivate it. So in the kingdom, the king wants lovers, not just takers. I'm talking about your vertical relationship now. Love God with passion. Serve Him with passion. Worship Him. Run to please Him. Obey Him. Let God know that you love Him. Be passionate about anything that has to do with God. Love Him. Do not take Him for granted. Otherwise, you will be grounded. It's not about grammar. It's not about rhetoric power. What is in your heart towards God? Every time God wants to take the measurement of a person, He doesn't put the tape rule around the head or the body. He puts it around the heart. That woman said, if I can just touch, she said in her heart, if I can just touch the hem of His garment. Every time you speak, God puts a spiritual microphone, an intangible microphone, an invisible microphone around your heart. What you say with your mouth is not as important as what is in your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 23 and verse number 7. Guard your heart. Proverbs 4:23, thank you. Guard your heart. Guard it. Do not allow anybody to pollute your heart. There are times when you need to take a break from social media. Otherwise, you will remain constantly polluted. I'm telling you, as much as it is a good place, it is also a very bad place. You may not know it, but your subconscious man will absorb some things and sink it and take it. And it will reflect. You may not realize it. I made a post recently. Turn down the volume of your fake life so that your mentors will not see you as their mentors. The people that should have helped you. So they will not see you. Because some of you, everything about your life is on Facebook. You don't even move in secrecy or privacy. Everything is exposed. My husband gets everything. And you wonder why you have so much battles. Love God. Let me tell you, that's the most important thing I can say today. Love God. Wherever I was speaking yesterday, yes, I got born again in 1978. September 14th. Led to the Lord by my Baptist choir director. I said to the man recently, sir, even if you don't win any other soul, I'm enough because of the ripple effect of my life. And that man is on salary for life, for helping me to escape hell. He's still a missionary. He was one of those that led us to where we had that shipwreck in 1983, a few months before our wedding, and 10 brethren died. 3 days, we won't eat. Just fasting, looking unto God. There are old songs we sing now that no, you don't even know. You don't understand. God is not a blind promoter. We've been coming a long way. That's why no matter the wind, we are unsinkable. Must say, Wajino, they cooked us in the gospel. Any little thing you have left in your marriage, any small thing you are running to your mother, any little thing you are, yeah. Love God. With your essence, with your life, breathe God. Let us see God in everything. You are in the marketplace, you are an apostle in the marketplace. Let's see this love. Wherever you find yourself, wherever you are located, wherever destiny has put you, let the love of God B, your trademark. And the other side is love human beings. Love human beings. You don't need to like everybody. John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world. He didn't say for God so liked the world. So there's a difference between the two. But love people. If you love people, you will not wish them evil. If you love people, you will not scatter their lives with your fingers or your mouth. If you love people, you will not look for how to destroy their marriages. If you love, if the love of God is shed abroad, Romans 5:8, in your hearts, there are things you won't do. You will love your spouse. You will love your brethren. Let thy kingdom come. It's not one intangible thing in the air. This is the reality. This is the practicality. When the kingdom comes, it shows in our attitude. Because charisma without character is caricature. Love is a trademark of this kingdom. Kingdom manners, by this shall all men know. Not by speaking in tongues, not by clapping, not by causing traffic jam in all our churches. But love. You love people enough, you don't want them to go to hell. Some of you have friends, you have bosses, you have in-laws that are not born again. And you don't even love them enough to share the gospel with them. Whether they will believe or not is not the point. But let them hear the gospel from you. Kingdom manners. The second kingdom manner I want to talk about as we eat from the same table is loyalty. Loyalty. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse number 20. Proverbs 28 and verse 20. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Kingdom manners. Loyalty. It is becoming more scarce per day. You are with Christians and you cannot even open your drink, go to the restroom and come back to drink it. Sometimes you even trust a Muslim to handle your projects than a Christian. Sometimes you wonder, why are we no longer loyal to the cross? I'm so ashamed to say what I'm about to say, but it's so relevant. The American embassy put me in a committee, and it included Muslims and some other religions. From that large committee, they brought out seven of us, and I was the only woman. So, a committee from a committee. One day, we were having a meeting at the American Embassy here in Carrington, Walter, you know, in this Lagos. Either Carrington or... You shall know what I'm saying. They just told you I will be 63 in a few days. So I'm even trying to remember the name. And then we were in that meeting, you know, inside that embassy. And as we were having lunch, one of the imams was sitting across, you know, on the table. He said to me, Mrs. Adejumo, I don't understand this, your Christian brethren. Our imams do worse things. We don't post on Instagram. We cover them. This is a public space. People are watching online from around the world. This is the truth. I felt like covering my face. He said, they do worse things. We don't expose them. What is wrong with your Christian brethren? He even understands brethren. When a soldier is wounded, believers will be the first to kill him. 1 Samuel chapter 30. I killed him because I thought he couldn't rise again. That was one man speaking about Saul. I killed him. Believers will be the first to expose. It will be trending. We will be happy. You even see pastors using the person to preach. Please ask yourself as you are sitting now, how many imams have been exposed the way we expose our own? Whether they are right or wrong. Is she telling us to cover sin? That's not what I'm telling you. And you understand that that's not what I'm telling you. You know what I'm talking about because you are mature. Let's be loyal to the cross. Yes, we rebuke them. Yes, we chastise them. But all this making mockery is Christians that destroy other Christians most. Some people, the only ministry, in fact, that's the only oxygen they have, pulling down people. Until they pull down people, they can't survive. Even when they come to a church like this, and they look, there is nothing to connect. They say, did you see the choir? One moved like this, the other moved like that. They must look for something. What exactly is wrong with you? Kingdom manners. The Queen of England was one of my mentors from afar. I studied that woman. She was a subject in my life school. Someone that understood kingdom. Her dressing, her carriage, diplomacy, her wisdom. I studied her. When you go to visit the queen and you are done, you don't turn your back on the queen. This is how you move. And you don't move until the queen has even moved. Yet. That's the kingdom of this world. Go back online and study her life. Study courage. A man that is in honor and does not know it is like a beast that perishes. We are in honor. Let's have manners. He's the King of Kings. That means we are kings. Kings don't shout anyhow. Kings don't laugh like hyena. Kings don't beat up their wives. Kings are never rude to their husbands or queens this time around. Royalty flows in your veins. Behave like one. I used to preach on television. I live in Ondo State, even though we're not from Ondo State. Many years ago, it was the talk of the town. The Akure City would be empty just to come and listen. So I was very popular. And one day I was driving in that season of my life, because life is not lived in years. Life is lived in seasons. And seasons are seasonal. You must know when a season ends. You must not only hear what God said, you must hear what God is saying. Genesis 22, God said, go and kill. The same God said, don't kill again. If you kill, you are in trouble. So don't just hear what God said. What is God saying? That season of my life, I was very popular. And one day I was driving, and it was my right of way. I had allowed others to come, you know, another. And I was tired. And I just decided, I'm not a fool, Joe. You know, the flesh. I said, I'm not a fool. And it was one man that was coming. We almost hit. That man just wound down the glass. And the title of my TV program was The Woman. The Woman. So you know The Woman every Thursday on OSRC, The Woman. The man just wound down and peeped and said, The Woman. He didn't need to say more than that. The conviction was heavy. This is not expected of you. They will not know what you've been through. Every parent has five kinds of children. Your biological children, if God gives you the privilege, your natural children, the children that will marry your children, your spiritual children. John chapter 15, You're supposed to bear fruit. Your adopted children. Some even adopted you did not know. And then your destiny children. Destiny children. When you don't succeed, those destiny children whose lives are tied to your apron may not make it on time. And some of you are causing traffic jam. God forbid, if you fail, the people that love you will cry and the people that hate you will laugh. Please starve those that hate you. Wake up every day with this consciousness. Be loyal to the cross. Be loyal. Loyalty. Everybody wants to be president and founder, whether God calls them or not. Everybody wants to hold the microphone, whether it's a part of their calling or not. Nobody wants to stay outside directing the cars. Everybody wants to be acknowledged. So when we don't acknowledge you, there is an issue. It's a heart problem. Because God may be testing you to see how you will manage applause, how you will manage success. There are people that God has lifted that even the Almighty God has to tiptoe around them so that they will not be offended. Even when they pray, God is asking the angel, what did he say? Because you traveled abroad to Cameroon. So even God cannot hear what you are saying anymore. He's tiptoeing. The last time we corrected you, you left the choir for 2 weeks. I can't do this protocol again. Am I their mate? Kingdom manners. Loyalty. Who are you loyal to? Are you still loyal to the cross? Are you still loyal to the kingdom? Or it's just on Sundays and the Monday to Saturday, you are loyal to smoking, loyal to cultism, loyal to any other thing. Kingdom manners. When we set the table in the kingdom, there's a way we hold the cutlery. There's a way we handle the napkin. There's a way we drink the wine. Kingdom manners. Number three is hierarchy. Joel chapter 2. Thy kingdom come. This kingdom has order. Joel chapter number 2. Look at verse number 8. In fact, 7 to 8. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. There is hierarchy in the kingdom. Even in the devil's army, there is hierarchy. As a pilot, you don't fly the aircraft by advice. You fly by instructions. In the kingdom, we soar by instructions. That's why we have the manual, the Bible. There is hierarchy. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 11, tells us about the ministry gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. There are ministry gifts. And you must understand this, just like in the family culture, we have the father, we have the mother, we have the siblings. Know your mate. If you compete with a man of grace, you will end up in disgrace. Know your mate. We may be age mates, but we are not grace mates. Know your mates. There are people you don't use as toothpick. Even the Bible says, entreat an elder. It didn't say rebuke. It said rebuke, not an elder, but entreat. God, the monarch of this kingdom, believes in order. Know your mates. And this is not by age. We went to the same secondary school. I was a head girl when I went to school. That's a story. When God lifts a head, you better help God carry that person's bag. We're not talking about oppression. I don't support that. And I don't believe in pastors or ministers that oppress people using the pulpit and manipulate people. No, I detest it. And sometimes I wonder, what are people doing there? I go to a church. I saw one. They put leg like this. They say you are crossing over. Crossing over. What's going on in Africa? They give you nonsense to drink and you are drinking it. As educated as you are, as spiritual as you are, I break that bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. But the fact that some people are doing rubbish, because it's not everybody. Thank God the owner of the church is coming. And the day is coming. There are works that will be burnt. But the fact that they are doing all those rubbish does not mean that we don't have genuine. Even Paul was talking to Timothy so that you will know how to comport yourself in the house of God, the pillar of truth. There is order in the kingdom. I believe, Pastor, what you heard from God. That's one of the reasons he brought so many graces. Some people will talk about deliverance. Some will talk about pain. Some will talk about possessing. Some will talk about righteousness. This is what God laid on my heart to talk about. We are all sent to you. So take what is needed. Take what is needed. Take it. This is my assignment here. I'm not a deliverance minister. But I have enough spiritual sense to understand that spiritual warfare is real. But that's not my area. So God has raised people. He's given different gifts. That's why you are being exposed to graces. And if you are fighting with what I'm saying now, it means God has sent me to you. Hierarchy, know your mate, know your senior. Every relationship has a posture. There are people you don't stretch your hand to shake first. Every relationship has a posture. Know who you should genuflect to greet. Know who you should kneel down to greet. Don't carry your mate's Bible or bags. Understand it. Have enough self-confidence and self-assurance to know your mate. Job chapter 12 and verse number 3. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. Job chapter 13 and verse number 2. What you know, I know. I am not inferior to you. So I'm not telling you to go and serve your mate, but you must understand who is your mate. Particularly when it comes to the things of God. And stop struggling. And stop telling stories. And stop undermining authority. You don't even understand. Why would they say we should give offering on Friday again? What about the ones we have given? I'm a giver to Jesus, my feeding. We will continue to give and continue to pray and continue to have conferences till Jesus comes. Have you ever asked yourself, the day you got born again, why did God not take you to heaven? We're being perfected. We're growing every day. So understand hierarchy and put yourself. There are people that when you're in their company, you don't sit down before they sit down. You don't go to your mentor to go and be showing off what you have accomplished. Let them ask you first. One day I went to see our father, Bishop David Oyedepo, and I didn't even know that he would say, you know, we just took a seat to him. I didn't know he would speak for that long. And I didn't have a note. I just brought out my checkbook and I began to write at the back of my checkbook. I can get another one. Because the faintest ink is better than the sharpest brain. I didn't want to forget what he was saying. I started writing. When you go to your mentor and you tell me, they will just be quiet and be looking at you. Well done. Are you done? Shall we pray? Oluwa gba adura. Oluwa gba adura. They are two different things. Hierarchy. And can I ask you, who is your mentor? I didn't say who is your tormentor. Who is your mentor? Who can we report you to? Single ladies, don't marry a man that does not fear anybody. It's a danger on two legs. Single men, don't marry a woman that you will look from beginning to the end. There's nobody you can call to say, help me talk to her. That's danger. Don't marry self-made. I'm self-made. I don't fear nobody. You are very dangerous. Mentorship is the shortest distance to your destiny. You know, like you have the brake system in a car. That is what it means. If there is no brake system in a car, it is prone to accident. Who can we report you to? Who can we call to talk to you? Who do you fear? That when your wife says, okay, let me call pastor. Could they tell you now? It's not like that now. It's not like I was just joking. That's your safety. Who can we report? Answer that question. Who do you pay time to listen to? Money to listen to? Attention to listen to? Who? Even the Almighty God said, come, let us. Don't die alone. Life is a battlefield, and sometimes it can be bloody. Life can be a fight. Biology from 2 tells us life is a fight. Many spermatozoa are trying to be you. It's still ongoing. It's either you are fighting or someone is fighting on your behalf. Who is your mentor? Who prayer covers you? Who can you call at 2 a.m. to say, my husband just committed adultery, I'm finished, and they will not use you to preach? Who can you lean on? We all need somebody to lean. Who can you lean on? Cover me, just cover me. I will explain later. People that matter, they don't mind. People that mind don't matter. Look at your life. Let me tell you, if you take a pen as I'm speaking and you write down the 7 closest human beings to you, not your parents or your brothers, the ones you chose, in 5 years' time or less or more, that is how your life will be. I'm sure some of you will want to delete now. Psychologists have discovered and they've concluded. It's a research that has been concluded. You'll be 20% richer or poorer than them. Those 7 people closest to you that you chose because you smell like the company you keep. Your friend is the prophecy of your future. When we talk about the word relationship, listen very carefully. Relationship, 2 words. Relation, then ship. Relation talks about connection. Everything that works is connected. And then ship talks about transportation. Every relationship transports something into you or transports you to something. The Chinese will say better stand alone than walk with the wrong people. Who is transporting things to you? And who is transporting you somewhere? There are people that step into your life and the storms come. Who is your destiny organizer? Who is your storm calmer apart from Jesus? Remember, God blesses human beings through human beings. Hierarchy. Number 4, decency. Decency. In this kingdom, we believe in decency. 1 Corinthians 11:14. I love that scripture. It tells me that nature teaches decency. Doth not even nature itself teach you not to show your cleavage when you are going for a wedding? That's when your fork drops and you want to pick it, your breast does not follow the ground. All in the name of fashion. Decency. In this kingdom, there's a way we dress. and we are still current and beautiful. Yes. Not that you put your trouser here. Sir, is this your wife? Sir, you're married. Where's your wife? Okay, she's there. Imagine, sir, that somebody comes to your house and does like this. Purple here, green here. Hello, sir. I want to marry your son. I just want to marry. I want to marry your daughter. Okay, you agree or you don't agree? Say, God forbid. Please come, my brother. Sir, in orange, come. But look at these two gentlemen. Look at them. And one of them comes. Emma Sheo. If you are Yoruba and the person prostrates, even before he says, stand up, sit down here. You see, they are judging us. They are telling us the way you dress is the way you are dressed. Is it not true? If you dress anyhow, like Boko Haram, for instance, and you are somewhere, and you say, excuse me, please, show me the road to... The person says, show you the road to where. But if you are like this, for example, even if you are on the road, you say, please, hold on. The road to Wolfbeck, okay, it is... Just by dressing. Now carry breasts here, and you are even posting. Madam, those breasts are ugly. Thank you. We don't want to see them. They make us sick. They are very nauseating. Next time somebody posts breasts like that, just put dirty. Ugly, says FFA. In case nobody has told you, we want to throw up when we see those things. Now, you by yourself, you are committed that you cannot breathe with all these things. You cannot sit, you cannot breathe. That is nature teaching you decency. In this kingdom, there is decency. You wear a short dress, you are going to a church, and you are pulling it. You by yourself, you are pulling it. Why are you pulling it? Leave it. When they used to put trousers like this, we had one drummer. I would just stand up from my seat and go to him. I'm helping pull it down. Is it not? Maybe you want to, let's put it. Hey, sorry, mommy, sorry. Pull it up! Decency. We're talking about the kingdom here. It's the way you carry your hair. It's the way you carry yourself. We're not putting you in bondage, but we are telling you decency. If MTN sends you to South Africa, is this how you will dress? Dragging, I'm like, and then like this. Yeah. Yes, we made 1 billion. Yes, let's say what? And we're talking about the kingdom run by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Decency. Decency in the way you speak. Decency in the way you carry yourself. Decency in your behavior. Kingdom manners. Number 5 is discipline. I want to talk to you, men. Proverbs chapter 5 and Proverbs chapter 6. I'm a woman. Even me as a woman, I fear women. There is no man a woman cannot finish. Adultery does not answer to anointing. You can be doing 51 days of fasting. If adultery shows up, the anointing on your head will be dropping like this and your zip will be dropping. The answer is to flee. You know your strength. You know your vulnerability. Don't have a female secretary. We've had enough of kingdom stars fall. It's not palatable. There is no man a woman cannot finish. Proverbs 5, Proverbs 6, the Bible says, by reason of adultery, a man is reduced not to a bakery, not to a loaf, but to a piece of bread. It makes you lose your value. When we were very young, if any agbalagba, one brother comes to tell us nonsense that he wants to, since that day we remove brother from his name. That's it. Even in our culture. All this, going to the office, making money, and having a side chick, it subtracts from your life. It reduces your dignity. It doesn't matter how popular it is, baby mama, something mama, something mama. It doesn't fit your destiny. You are a king. You belong to a kingdom. There is something about this kingdom. It is called dignity. Dignity. Every woman is biologically the same. Rebrand your wife. For 10 years, I didn't wear jewelry when I got married. The first time I put on one tiny earring, my husband looked at me and said, "You look like a woman." Can you imagine? In our church, go and marry your pastor then. If this is what your husband wants, and it's not a sin. I can't wear jeans, oh, eh? Souls are perishing. Souls have been perishing before you were born. Souls are still perishing. You are so used to covering of here that even when your husband is making love to you, my scarf, oh, scarf, scarf, scarf. Scarf and beret. The man wants to sleep with you. That is when you will start praying in tongues. My shatter, your boy shantal. Oh, every time you are sick, the man is asking you, what kind of sickness? My head, my shoulders, my knees, my toes, everywhere is just paining me. And you push your husband into the hands of Delilah. Jezebel, proof your husband. Delilah, proof him. I'm not justifying adultery. But women, help your man, because every man is a hunter. Affected by what he sees. You cannot carry the same hairstyle for 3 months. And your husband is lifting up the pillow and smelling it. The same boo-boo. Your nightwear, the one your grandmother put in her will for you, is what you are still wearing 17 years ago. You cannot tempt your husband. You should have transparent, honesty nightwear. You will see how the kingdom will be coming into your family. Let thy kingdom come. Pastor, but you did not tell us that it should only be in church, in our finances, in our marriages, in our lives. Let the kingdom come. When a man is sexually satisfied, to a large extent, he becomes emotionally stable. Dress well. Rebrand. It's a new year. Carry yourself with dignity. Many will come to the kingdom just because of that. Romance has grown wings and flown out of many marriages. You come back from church, your husband is watching Cote d'Ivoire and which one did I watch yesterday, Seth? Hey, Lord, have mercy. Algeria and Nigeria, Jehovah, Rebo Shataya. Oluwagba, wow. Like that 4-0, Lord. apart from church, sit on his laps. Tell him to unzip your dress. Then tell him, oh, something is on fire. Zip it back. You just wanted him to see the bra. Zip it back. The man is studying the Bible. Carry the Bible from him. Put it down. Touch me first. It makes the anointing to flow. This kingdom is a great kingdom. God has prepared the dishes. We just need to bring manners to the table. And in case you are here, you are not yet born again. We're not judging you. We're just telling you, what are you doing? Give your heart to Jesus and join us as we celebrate this kingdom. Covenant Nations, I love you.